A free legal service is available to help military veterans and families who want to make a submission to the Royal Commission into Defence and Veteran Suicide, or who need help on a range of other legal issues. There's been a couple of extensions. The Commission's now accepting submissions until October 13 next year. I've had Legal Services Commission CEO Gabrielle Canny on the line to elaborate.
It's really good news. The deadline was to be June this year, but it's now been extended out. So what that means is it just gives people more time to think about what they'd like to say to the Royal Commission and then to arrange a time to talk to the Royal Commission.
And can you tell us a little bit more about what the Commission is all about and the significance of people putting forward submissions?
Yes, this Royal Commission was really hard fought to get it established by defence personnel and their families. It came about concern about the high numbers of defence and veteran suicide. And so what it will do, it will hear stories from the defence personnel, from their families, from their friends. And it will then try to put recommendations to government about how systems can be improved so as to prevent suicides in such high numbers.
I'm sure it's not an easy thing to do for veterans and their families, and that's why you're offering this service.
That's correct. What we want to do is we want to help people tell their story, and it's really vital that we provide that legal help because there are many legal issues wound up in the sort of the difficulties they're facing in everyday life.
Oh, can you give any examples?
Yes, we often find people are having issues about their military compensation. It's quite complex. It requires a bit of evidence, and so there's often medical reports, and so we can help with that. Mm. Also, we find veterans have family law issues. And so if perhaps it's a relationship that's breaking down and there's agreements need to be reached about the children or about property, we can also help with those sort of things.
Right. And is it also about helping with the wording of a submission?
It is, but people need to feel very comfortable about telling their story in their own way. And so we will just help give confidence to the storyteller. Mm-hmm. There is no formality about the way to tell the story. And so I really want to encourage people to approach the Royal Commission knowing that they can do it easily.
And Gabrielle, what about the lawyers? Are they well equipped to deal with people who are going through or have had trauma?
Yes, they are. We really recognise from the beginning that our lawyers need to have trauma-informed training, and so they need to understand the person who's talking to them about their sort of why they their lives are in the situation where they come to when they come to us. And so they get specific training. In fact, this training has been delivered Australia-wide for all the lawyers who are providing help in this space.
And just remind us of the other services that you can offer veterans and their families at the Legal Services Commission.
Yes, we have a free legal advice line, so 1300 366 424, that operates 9 to 5 on weekdays. What we do is give completely free legal advice and information. And then if somebody needs to go on to apply for a grant of legal aid, if perhaps they will be in a court proceedings, then there's a process to go through there. But we can help with that as well.
I really appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for joining us.
A pleasure.
Gabrielle Canny is the Legal Services Commission CEO. Their number again if you need some support and advice, 1300 366 424. We've been speaking about suicide. If it raises any issues for you, you'd like to have a chat with someone who might be able to help. Lifeline's available on 13 11 14. And Open Arms is a good one for veterans and families who need some counselling. That one is 1800 011 046. That's 1800 011 046.